Like what you hear? Tell your friends. Thanks for listening to HRNradio.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and we are looking at January 2019. Woohoo! And you know what? We are going to start the year with a bang because January has two eclipses, which we're going to get into, and we also have two very major stories for the entire year of 2019 kicking off in January, and both of these stories involve the energy of Neptune. So let's look at what this all means, okay? First of all, on the 4th to the 5th, depending on, you know, your time zone, so you can feel this probably both days kicking in, we have the new moon solar eclipse. And this is in Capricorn. So right off the bat, we are going to get a major boost forward when it comes to personal life goals, when it comes to our career, and when it comes to any of those higher up people that we are either trying to impress or work with or reach or help. You know, so this could be bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, producers, mentors, ministers, anybody that you see as someone in that more established, higher up position. So we have two things here. Mercury on the 4th is going to be moving into this territory, and that starts to open up all of our talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing about these things. And then this new moon solar eclipse kicks in, and it really starts to give us a huge wave to ride into the next 2 weeks from the 5th, and this is about us, you know, starting something brand new with a goal or a career move or an authority figure, or us really starting to do what we need to do to take that story that we're already involved in to the next level. Now, with an eclipse, it can, quote-unquote, eclipse out something to help us get that momentum. So maybe in your career, you're going to eclipse out the old career and launch into a new career. Or maybe you're going to have a boss exit the stage, and that's going to give you the new boss. You know, so there can be, it's not about endings, this particular one. It is about new beginnings. But you can eclipse something out. Maybe it's something that's been holding you back, and you'll kind of have figured that out, and now you will be eclipsing that out to kind of move forward with everything. So that's our first thing. I'm going to kind of talk about both eclipses. I'm going to talk about the month out of order just because I want to really focus on how this is impacting everybody. So the second eclipse in January is between the 20th and 21st. And so during those 2 days, we are seeing something culminate in a very big way. And so this can be a major ending. It can be wrapping up something you've been working on. It will definitely, I would think, be eclipsing something out that you're done with. It can also be a major celebration or achievement or a moment of recognition for you. So, you know, it really depends on where you're at in these particular stories. This is happening in Leo. And so it is about our love life or our lover. It is about children in our life. So it can be your own kids. It can be a kid's project you're working on. It can be your neighborhood kids, the kids you teach or help in sports or whatever. It can be about creative projects and talents and interests that you're pursuing. So you might get that big celebratory, you know, your creative project's just been picked up by so-and-so and you're excited, or you've been really working to finish that creative project and you're finally done now. And it can be recreational. So you could be celebrating some kind of fun time out and about doing something recreational, I suppose. And so these things are culminating. It's very powerful. It's 3 times more powerful than a typical full moon. So aim high at the things you want to achieve or the breakthroughs you want to have or trying to get this thing done towards the 20th or 21st. All right, now for the big story that is starting to kick in January. We have 2 planets that are going to be working with or against or, you know, frictionally with Neptune in the year 2019. So first of all, Jupiter is going to be squaring Neptune. And so this puts a big push on what's going on with whatever our Neptune themes are. I guess I should say that first. When it comes to Neptune and our year ahead, this means the things we are doing in the arts, okay? So that can be your painting, your poetry, your music, your film, your theaters and concerts and museums and anything else in between. It means what we're doing in our spiritual life. So our prayer, our meditation, our yoga, or however else you get connected to the higher source, right? It can also be magical or psychic interests that you're pursuing in this year. It can be about a romance, and this would be more like a karmic past life romance or a clandestine romance or about the private time that you chip away to get with your romantic interest for a getaway or tryst that you set up, so that kind of romantic energy. It is also about dealings with institutions, so Neptune rules our hospitals and our spas and retreats and prisons and psychiatric wards and places like that. And it rules research and development, really digging into information. It rules investigations. And on a more challenging side for some of us, I mean, it rules addictions. If you, this might be the big year to finally get a handle on the addiction or the bad habit. And it rules secrets and deceptions and things that go on, you know, behind the scenes, behind closed doors, et cetera. So the big story, we have Jupiter, we're, you know, square to this. So there's a big push. There's something, you know, at odds here. And so this may be one of two things. Either we are pushing for something very big there, and it's going to be playing out throughout the year, or there's some kind of big challenge or obstacle that we're trying to overcome in getting to this. And with Jupiter, that means it's coming through the media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting side of things, or it's coming through educational tracks, so whether you're teaching or learning or getting training in something. It can be legal, getting the legal stuff taken care of. It can be about travel or foreign interests or people at a distance or import-export, you know. It can be about weddings or other ceremonies. It can also be about politics or religion. Ah! So I think we're gonna have a lot more going on with that in the year ahead, right? So this is a major, major push, and we're gonna see this peaking. It's gonna have three peaks. So the first one is gonna really probably give us our idea of what it's about, and that comes on January 13th. The second one will be on June 16th, and the third and final one will be on September 21st. And so, this one is a little bit, it's close to 10 months out of the year for this story to really put us from point A to point C, I guess. And so, again, really pay attention to what's coming up for you around January 13th with this, because it will give you the clues as to what the story is really going to be about for you. Okay, then the second story that's taking off is Saturn with Neptune, and these guys are working together, which is really good news because they've really been battling each other since 2015. And so we're now going to finally see them move into this great supportive opportunity alignment. So now when it comes to, and isn't this just great, we're going to have, you know, the crazy stuff going on one side and the really great stuff going on the other side of the same story. So now when it comes to your artistic interests, your spiritual interests, your romantic pursuits, the institutions you're dealing with, the research or investigations, the addictions or the secrets, now we have Saturn supporting this and starting a story in January as well. And so this means the door is open when it comes to the goals you have there, when it comes to your career potential as it relates to those themes, and when it comes to those higher up authority figures, you know, those bosses, directors, producers, mentors, parents, teachers, judges, whoever. And so you really want to be looking at what comes around when this one starts. This one starts on January 30th. And it will have its second peak on June 18th and its third and final peak on November 8th. So this one is a little over 11 months of a story and going really well for us. So, you know, it's not, with astrology, it's not sit back and wait for this stuff to drop in your lap. I mean, some of you guys might get that lucky. But it's about, this is what the energy flow is doing. Jump in and swim along with it and let it take you someplace. So be proactive about what it is you want to achieve in these areas. And you know, that should help you definitely move things forward. The only other thing going on in January is that we have, from the 20th onward, we start to have a little bit of personal energy flowing into the Aquarius field, which means the last third of the month definitely could be more social, more time with friends and groups and things going on online or with gatherings. Even astrology and charities start to get a little bit of a boost, so it's time to show up and get more involved in those themes. So we'll kind of go through that by sign if we have time to get to it once I go through everything else. So let's look at how this impacts the signs individually. For Aries, the new moon solar eclipse on the 5th is your cue to start to launch forward with your career needs, with your reputation or fame, with any personal life goals, and with anything involving bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, or any other type of authority figure in your life. You will have an edge here. You will be able to get that ball rolling in a way that you wouldn't have been able to at other times. Make it count. Mercury starts there the day before, so you're going to have a lot of energy helping you move those things forward. Then on the full moon on the 20th to 21st, over those 2 days, something big is climaxing with a lover or your kids or the creative project or something recreational. So you can be aiming at that date to wrap things up or to end something you've been, you know, that you're getting ready to be done with or to achieve or celebrate something big with the lover or the kids, the creative project, the recreation. So kind of plan accordingly for something big to be culminating in that area of your life. Now, when it comes to the big stories with Neptune, for Aries, you really want to think about 2019, what it is you want to do when it comes to your artistic interests, your spiritual interests, your romantic interests, and anything with institutions like hospitals, spas, retreats, dealing with your addictions or bad habits, and anything with research or investigations. Those areas are going to be, get a major amount of attention in this year ahead. And starting in January, these two stories begin. So with Jupiter, when you're looking at this on the 13th, this is going to be pushing you to deal with something about a trip or legally or educationally or something with media or marketing or with a wedding or other ceremony or with religious or political interests. And so, you know, Venus is in that territory this month, so it should help, you know. And so this might be you pushing for some kind of big, maybe you're going to take a romantic trip, you know, and it's a very big deal. So the frictional square is about challenging yourself. Or maybe there's an obstacle with you know, somebody romantic who's traveling far away, and, you know, so you're dealing with that kind of thing. So it depends on your story, but this is a big push, and you'll get some clues as to what the year's going to be about as to what happens around this time. And then the second story with Saturn and Neptune, this starts on the 30th, and this one is going to be about things that are opening up to you in this year ahead via your career, your personal goals, or those authority figures. And so you can see how important January is because you have that new moon solar eclipse helping launch you forward. At the same time, you're going to see this the story start with Saturn and Neptune. So these goals, the career matters, the authority figures, you're getting a major door opening at the end of the month with this. So you definitely want to look for that. And I should say for everybody listening, you know, eclipses can have trigger dates, which are 1 month to the date before and 1 month to the date after. So some of you guys, you know, if you look back on your calendar, what was a month earlier from January 13th, you might have gotten that triggered in December. Some of you might not get it until February. But most, the bulk of us, get it at the time of the eclipse, so just be aware of that. Okay, for Taurus, the new moon solar eclipse on the 5th, this is helping you guys set goals or help further career or deal with authority figures over the ninth house topics in your chart. So you really want to launch forward with legal matters or with travel plans or with what's going on with people at a distance or a situation at a distance. You want to launch forward when it comes to media marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, anything educational, whether you want to go back to school or start teaching something or get some training. You want to launch forward with weddings or other ceremonies, or you want to launch forward with religious or political interests. So again, setting goals in those areas or furthering career through those areas or dealing with higher ups in those areas, you can eclipse out what's been blocking you, and you can either start something brand new in the 2 weeks that follow this or take what you're doing now to the next level. The second eclipse is a full moon lunar eclipse. This one on the 20th and 21st. So for Taurus, it's bringing something to a big head at your home or about your home or with a real estate deal or a move or a renovation, or it can be about something big going on with a parent, the family, or a roommate. And so, again, we are eclipsing something out, and we are reaching a major goal in one of these areas, or celebrating, achieving, having a breakthrough here, or we are wrapping up something we've been involved in here, or ending something that's been going on here. So you want to aim at, you know, with the full moon, you have more of an opportunity to aim at reaching that goal, you know, or making this thing happen, you know. So you want to kind of aim at something high there in those areas. And obviously, because Leo is involved, there can be creativity or love or kids or fun, playing around what is going on here at the home or with the family, roommate, et cetera. All right, so with the big story with Neptune that's getting ready to take off in the year 2019, for Taurus, you know, you guys are going to be focusing all of this artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional, or research behind-the-scenes efforts with Neptune on social scenarios. So it will involve friends or groups or the internet or astrology or charities or gatherings, events, parties, things like that. Anything social, okay? Or you guys are really going to be focusing this on aspirations that you have. So if you have an aspiration that's artistic or dealing with an institution or romantic, et cetera, then it will apply. Or anything original, if you're trying to bring an original project or invention out to market in some way. So that's your territory. And so we have two stories here with this. Jupiter is going to square this and push for something big here that involves the financial realm, so loans, inheritance, taxes, insurance, things like that. Or it's going to, on the personal side, be about your sex life, your reproductive life, a divorce, a death, a birth, or a third-party situation. So you have a big, big push here between that and what's going on with the friends, the groups, the gatherings, the aspirations, the original projects. And you want to watch January 13th because that'll bring you your first clue as to what the story is going to be about, you know, second on June 16th, final on September 21st. The second story is one that is working with all of those, you know, artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional, and research themes that are playing out with your friends, your groups, your gatherings, your online interests, your aspirations and original projects. And this is that you are going to see a door open to solidify something in the legal side of things with travel or people at a distance, with educational pursuits, with media marketing, publishing, broadcasting, with weddings or other ceremonies, or with religious or political interests. So this is really a good thing, and it's also where you're getting that new moon solar eclipse boost starting on the 5th of the month. So you have a lot of a momentum in those areas in January. This first one starts on January 30th with Saturn and Neptune, and then the second, June 18th, the third, November 8th. All right, for Gemini, the new moon solar eclipse on the 5th is going to give you guys a major boost forward with your goals or career or authority figures focused on financial arenas. So this can be about taxes, investments, settlements, inheritance, bankruptcy, insurance, alimony, child support, you know, any of the big financial themes that you want to go after. This is going to give you that momentum to move forward into something brand new or take what you've been doing to the next level, and you'll have 2 weeks of momentum with that. on the personal side of this solar eclipse, it can also give you that boost forward in your sex life or with a reproductive need, with a divorce, with dealing with a death or a birth, or with any third-party scenarios. So really helping you eclipse things that might have been blocking you and launch forward into something new or next level, depending on what your situation is as this starts. Then the second eclipse is on the 20th to 21st, and this is a full moon lunar eclipse. So for Gemini, this is bringing something to a big climax, and it comes through your communication zone. So you could be getting big news around the 20th or 21st, or you could be in an important meeting or talk, or there could be an interview or audition that's a really big deal around that time. It could be about an offer or a proposal. It could be about writing. It could be about agreements or sales. So you want to aim at what you want to achieve there, right? And then on the physical side of this, for Gemini, it could also be something big that is climaxing with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, or with your vehicles or electronics. So, you know, trying to purchase the new car or get the new computer, you know, then aim towards the 20th, 21st. So, again, eclipsing out the old and really wrapping things up, marking an ending, or celebrating or achieving a goal in those areas. Now, for the Neptune story with Gemini that's starting, you know, going to be playing out for almost the entire year of 2019, but kicking off in January. Gemini, this is going to be focused on your personal goals in life as well as your career and the authority figures you're dealing with. So this is Neptune themed for you guys. So you're looking at, you know, the artistic side of that or the spiritual side of those goals or career matters or what's happening with that authority figure. Or the romantic side. Or you could be looking at institutions you're dealing with in this scenario or what's going on with the research and development. Or if you have goals that are about dealing with addictions or bad habits or secrets and those kind of things, then that could play in as well. So Neptune is all about this. And we have two different stories kicking off related to that. The first one is Jupiter, which starts on January 13th. This is the big push. This is the one where either you're pushing yourself more because you're trying to reach that goal or deal with the career or the authority figure, or you have a challenge or obstacle to deal with, and that the push or the challenge is coming through a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an opponent, an advocate, some kind of relationship. So big deal stuff going on there with them. And I would say with them, you know, you're looking at Jupiter themes. So you're looking at whoever this person is. It's about legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes in the mix. So pay attention to what starts on January 13th with that. It's an ongoing story, second climax, June 16th, final September 21st. Then the second story with Neptune and your goals, career, and authority figures is going to kick off on January 30th. And Gemini, this one is great because this one is helping you solidify, cement something, or get ambitious about something, make some kind of long-term commitment, or get some kind of good ending to a situation you want to end. And so as it links to those goals, career, or authority figures, it is about a financial matter for you guys. The loan, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, et cetera. Or it is about the sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, birth, or third-party situation. Same exact things that are getting the kick, the boost at the beginning of the month with the new moon solar eclipse. So you can see you have a lot going on here. This one's starting on January 30th. Second one is on June 18th. Third and final is November 8th. It's a long story. It's a very opportunistic story where you can make some things happen. So pay attention to what happens. You'll be working with this throughout the year. All right, for Cancer. I think I'm going to wait and start with you when we come back from break. So if you hang in there with us, we'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
All right, Cancer. You guys, you're starting the new year right. You're getting a major push with this new moon solar eclipse that is going to help you guys launch forward in some powerful way with your relationships. So this really kicks in on the 5th. Mercury will show up on the 4th to start the boost, right? Start getting you talking or meeting some people and or getting those ideas flowing. But the eclipse starts on the 5th. You'll have a two-week window where you have major momentum helping you start brand new relationships or take something in a current relationship into some new chapter. And so you want to focus on romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, dealing with competitors, your advocates, you know, any of those major one-on-one dynamics. This is giving you a lot of role if you dive in and you're proactive about it. And then the second eclipse is between the 20th and 21st, and this is a full moon lunar eclipse, and so we see something very big is hitting a high point or hitting a big culmination where you're wrapping something up or ending something, or you're getting some recognition or achieving or celebrating the goals you have about it. And for Cancer, this eclipse is going to be about your personal income or your purchases or your products or your possessions. So you really want to aim at what you would like to achieve or finalize by the 20th, 21st, because you can kind of feel that build to that, eclipse out what is over, and really reach that pinnacle with one of those topics. Now for the Neptune story in the year ahead, we have a focus here for Cancer on legal matters, educational pursuits, whether you're teaching or learning, travel plans or things going on at a distance, things with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, anything with weddings or other ceremonies, or anything with religion or politics. And you're focused on Neptune in these stories. So that means in those areas, it's about romantic interests, artistic pursuits, spiritual practices, institutions you're dealing with, research and development, or helping you tackle those bad habits or addictions or secrets that are going on. And so this, the first story we're talking about is Jupiter squaring this. Starts on January 13th. Second round will be June 16th. Third and final round, September 21st. So pay attention to what's coming up. Jupiter is going to push against that in a big way about the work you're doing, about the health interests that you have involved with it, about the animals and what you're doing with them, or about people you're hiring to help, or coworkers you're working with, or the paperwork that you're tackling in this area, and any organizing or cleaning you're doing. So really big story is starting in this as it relates to those legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. And we'll take you up through September. The second story starts on January 30th. Again, focused alongside those legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes. But now the door is open, and there is something very solid here. There is something that you can either cement, you can get a really good ending to if that's what your aim is, or you can commit long-term here, or you can get ambitious and tackle responsibilities and get serious here. And that is with the partner, the clients, the specialists, the agents, the attorneys, the competitors, the advocates, those relationships, the same energy that is getting the new moon solar eclipse boost at the beginning of the month. So this is really important. This is a very, you know, more rare opportunity. It doesn't come along for years and years, and you're finally getting this between these key relationships and this Neptune area of law, travel, education, media, marketing, wedding, ceremonial, religious, and political themes. So pay attention what's coming around January 30th. It will be telling you a lot of what the story is going to be moving forward. All right, Leo. Leo, Mercury is headed into this territory on the 4th, and then you have your new moon solar eclipse on the 5th, which means that the weeks that follow are going to be helping you launch forward in a big way with your work, any health interests, anything with animals, anything with paperwork, anything with coworkers or hired help. Major boost, three times more powerful than other new moons, helping you eclipse out what is either blocking or past, but really is all about the new beginning or the next level or chapter you're taking something current in, so be proactive with that. The second eclipse is a full moon lunar eclipse. It's playing out between the 20th and 21st, and it's in your sign, Leo. So this is a really big deal for our Leos. It means there can be a lot of attention on you at this time. Maybe there's some recognition or an achievement or an award, or you are reaching some goal you've set for yourself. It could be about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, or some personal desire you have, finally reaching this epic height. You could be celebrating achieving, or you could be ending something that's been bothering you here, or that you've been working to end, or wrapping something up that's been going on. So, you know, aim towards what it is you would like to see coming through. Expect you yourself to be out there in some kind of big way around the 20th, 21st. Now, with the big Neptune story and Leo, this is focused on your financial side of your life, your loans, your inheritance, taxes, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, bankruptcy, whatever the big financial themes are that you might have an interest in. And it's also focused on your sex life, your reproductive life, your divorce, a death of birth, or a third-party situation. So this is a story that is going to be major throughout the year, and it's going to have two different sides to it, because on the one hand, Jupiter is going to be pushing at this in a very big way and shows up as the love in your life, the lover, or the children and how they're involved with this scenario, or the creative project and what you're getting going with that, or the recreational pursuits that you are into. And so you want to pay attention around January 13th to see what is coming into view here that is going to be then peaking again on June 16th and again for the final time on September 21st. Because this is you pushing something really big, or you dealing with some kind of big challenge in front of you that you're going to be overcoming throughout the year. And so that starts then. Then the second story starts on January 30th. And this is going to, again, like I said, play into the financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, death, birth, or third-party situation. But here, Saturn is working to support. It has an open door to those themes and is saying, hey, let's make some commitments, or let's end something in a good way, or let's establish structures that support, or may, you know, get responsible or ambitious about this, you know. And for Leo, this is about the work, the health, the animals, the paperwork involved, or people you hire to help, or people you work with, coworkers. And so, again, same territory that's getting that new moon solar eclipse boost on the 5th and in the 2 weeks that follow. And then here Saturn comes along on the 30th and really opens the door to something serious. So you really want to be working those areas. Second round will be on June 18th, final round on November 8th. All right, for Virgo, the new moon solar eclipse on the 5th is about giving you guys the potential to launch forward into something brand new, or to take what you're already involved with and take it into some new level in a very powerful way with this eclipse. And the focus for you guys is on your love life or with a lover. It's on children and what you're doing with them. It's on creative projects and where you're taking those. And it's on recreational pursuits. So you want to be really proactive about where you want to go with this. You're going to have momentum for 2 weeks. Mercury joins this story the day before on the 4th and will be there throughout the month. So you're going to have, well, up till the 20th, or 24th, I'm sorry. So you're going to have lots of chances to talk or meet or make choices and move this stuff forward. Then the second eclipse of the month is on the 20th to 21st. And for Virgo, this one is happening behind the scenes. So something very big is culminating with music, film, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, something artistic, or with a concert venue or a theater or a museum or something like that. Or if it's not arts, it can be in your spiritual realm. So you can be having these breakthroughs or high points with your prayer and meditation and yoga. It could be romantic. So there could be a big romantic getaway happening around this time, or a clandestine romance that kicks off, or a romantic tryst, or, you know, or something that's wrapping up too, if you're done with something like that, I guess. It can be something big culminating with an institution, a spa, a retreat, a hospital, or someplace like that. Or it can be something really big coming through with your research, your investigations, or you're digging into information. Also for Virgo, if you're trying to break a bad habit or deal with an addiction or figure out a secret, then that can be culminating around the 20th and 21st as well. In all of those stories, there's Leo themes, so something with lovers or kids or creative projects or recreation culminating with that. So aim at what you want to achieve or wrap up. by the 20th, 21st. And then with this major Neptune story, for Virgo, it's about your relationships in 2019. This is going to play out through the whole year. You're going to have a big push with some of these people, and you're also going to have some really serious, solid opportunities with some of these people. So we're talking relationships. We're talking about romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, and dealing with your competitors or opponents as well. And in any of those relationships, Neptune themes, artistic, spiritual, romantic, institutional, or research arenas. And so with Jupiter in the big push, this story starts on January 13th. And this means for Virgo that you're dealing with something going on in your home or about the living situation with this person or about a move, a renovation, a real estate deal that ties in. Maybe one of these relationships is with a realtor, right? Or maybe you're getting married and you're moving in together. Or this can be also pushing you from the point of a family, a parent, or a roommate situation with these people. So it starts on the 13th. Second peak is June 16th. Third and final peak, September 21st. Then the second story that's kicking off with your relationships this year is starting on January 30th. And this one is with Saturn, and this is the one that is trying to cement something long-term for you or help you get ambitious, or if you need to end something, helping you end something. And it's a solid, open-door, opportune alignment with these relationships. And it is coming from the point of your lover or your love life, the kids, the creative projects, or the recreational pursuits. So it might be the year to cement something with the agent and your creative project, or to partner with the person you love and get married, or to make a decision to have kids, or, you know, any of those combinations. Maybe you'll deal with an agent for your kid, you know. So look for that to start on the 30th. Second round is June 18th. Third is November 8th. It's in play all year for everybody, but those are your peaks. All right. For Libra, you have the new moon solar eclipse on the 5th of January, starting to launch you forward, helping give you the momentum to really make something happen in your home or about your home, with a move, with a renovation, with a real estate deal, or anything you want to launch into with roommates, family, or parents. And so this can help you start something. Opportunities to get into talks and meetings and sales and agreements about it, because Mercury is there also. So, you know, make that count. You have 2 weeks of good momentum. The second eclipse is on the 20th to 21st, and it's a full moon lunar eclipse. And for Libra, this is a big combination with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charity. Be about something really big going on with your aspirations or an original project. So at this point, you can have lots of celebrations or achievements there, or you can be wrapping up projects, or you can be ending something if you're done with one of those topics. And so aim at what you would like to see coming through there on the 20th and 21st. Now, for the big Neptune story for Libra, this is a major theme of your year for 2019, and that is there's going to be a lot happening when it comes to your work, your health, or your animals. And so you can be focused on the job you're in, or getting a new job, or starting your own kind of thing. You can be trying to tackle work that you have in other areas of life around your house, your farm, or your parents' house, or wherever you go to do extra work. It can be about what you're doing with coworkers or hired help. It can be about paperwork you're trying to tackle this year. It can also be, like I said, the health area. So you can really be trying to get a handle on your health this year, or maybe you're going to take an interest in a health business, you know, or product that you want to get behind or something like that. And then animals. It might be the best year to adopt an animal or start to get involved in an animal charity or anything animal related. You're going to know which one of these is really calling to you. The first one is going to come on January 13th, and this is going to be Jupiter pushing this. And so Jupiter is going to be about bringing you news or a talks or meetings or interviews or auditions or agreements or sales or writing. So that communication information flow here focused on Jupiter. broader themes, the legal side of it, or the travel needs, or the educational or media side of what's going on, or the wedding or religious or political aspects to that. For some Librans, this may involve brothers, sisters, or neighbors, or your transportation or electronics. So you'll know as things come together on January 13th. You'll have your second peak on June 16th, final one on September 21st. So big push in those areas. And then the second story with Neptune starts on the 30th of January. Again, Libra, all about your work, your health, your paperwork, your coworkers, hired help, and animals. And this one is helping you solidify something and get something that is working to support this. The door is open. It's about getting ambitious. It's about making some long-term commitments, ending anything that's now over, and really getting on solid ground. And it's focused on your home, your real estate deals, your moves, your renovations, your family, your parents, or your roommate situation. And so look for what's coming together on the 30th with that. Second round is June 18th, so third round is November 8th. All right, Scorpio, new moon solar eclipse on the 5th, launching in a powerful way in your talks and meetings, your interviews and auditions, your writing, your interviews, your agreements and sales, and anything you guys want to pursue locally or through short trips with brothers, sisters, neighbors, or your vehicles or electronics. There's a lot there to choose from, but it is super powerful. You'll have 2 weeks you want to really be proactive about pursuing that, and I have a lot more for you guys, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
All right, Scorpio. So the second eclipse is the full moon lunar eclipse, and that is happening between the 20th and 21st. Now, this one is bringing something big to a major climax for you guys, and it can be career-related. It can be about fame or reputation. It can be about a personal goal that you're striving towards, or it can be about something going on with an authority figure like a boss, a director, teacher, judge, mentor, parent, somebody like that. So, full moon lunar eclipse, you're eclipsing something out, you're reaching a big moment here. It can be an ending, it can be a celebration, it can be an achievement, it can be about wrapping up something you've been working on. So aim at what you would like to see happening there with your goals, your career, your authority figures, and expect something big around the 20th, 21st. Now, with the Neptune story playing out for Scorpio in the year of 2019, this is major, and it is putting the focus on either your love life or a lover, your kids, a creative project, or something recreational. And it may be that all of those things are really going to be epic in the year 2019, right? So Jupiter is starting a story of pushing this, and this may mean that you are the one pushing for something bigger there, or it may mean that you have some obstacle to overcome here with the kids, with the lover, with the creative project, or the recreational pursuit, and that will be focused on your income situation, your purchases, your products, or your possessions in the story. And this really will be at its first, you know, moment on January 13th. Second will be June 16th. Final will be September 21st. So pay attention to what's coming up around the 13th. You'll be playing with this story for almost 10 months, and look at what it is you need to push with or deal with at that time. Then the second story that is linked with Neptune throughout the year starts on January 30th. Now, this one is helping you solidify something, get serious, make the commitments in the things that aren't working, really get ambitious and get something solid happening here when it comes to your lovers, creative projects, kids, or recreational pursuits. And this is through Saturn in your communication zone, which means you can in this year really get into those important talks or meetings, or sales, or agreements, or the writing, or the interviews, or the offers, or the decisions. And it can also help you cement things locally or through short trips with vehicles or electronics, with brothers, sisters, or neighbors in the mix. And so good, solid stuff really to lock in there. Same territory that's getting the boost with the new moon solar eclipse on the 5th and the 2 weeks that follow. So January is just off the charts with this stuff. Look at what's happening around the 30th for clues as to where this story will be taking you. For Sagittarius, new moon solar eclipse on the 5th is giving you guys a boost into January, really giving you momentum behind your personal income needs and opportunities, your purchases, your products and your possessions and what you're doing with them. So you want to be, you know, as proactive as this energy starts to swoop you up and carry you forward, helping you start something brand new or helping you take what you're already doing to some new level or new chapter in those 2 weeks that follow. The full moon lunar eclipse on the 20th to 21st for Sagittarius, this is bringing something to a head with a legal matter, your travel plans, or with somebody or some situation at a distance, your educational pursuits, anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, anything with weddings or other ceremonies, or anything with religion or politics. So we see something wrapping up that you've been working on, or we see you ending something in one of those areas, or there is a big achievement or some recognition for you in one of those areas, or a celebration. And so aim at what you would like to see happening there between the 20th, 21st. All right, so with the Neptune story. This is playing out throughout the year of 2019. It's going to get kicked off in January, and there's going to be two things happening here. So two different stories playing out side by side throughout your year. So both of them are going to be focused on what is going on in your home, about your home, with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or what's happening with your family, a parent, or a roommate. And so it's about Neptune there. So it could be artistic things that you're producing and pursuing there. It could be about your spiritual life there, your romantic life there. It could be about hospitals or other institutions that you're involved with here. Or it could be about research and development, things going on behind the scenes. So throughout the year, major focus on that part of your life. Now, Jupiter is going to start to push this, and this is the first story on January 13th. This is about you. So you're going to either be pushing yourself to do something big here throughout the year, or you're going to feel pushed and feel like you have to overcome some kind of major thing here to really make all this work. Either way, it's worth it. Jupiter's a very lucky planet. And so pay attention, like I said, to what's happening on the 13th. Second date will be the 16th of June, third and final September 21st. You may be applying Sagittarian themes to this, Sag, so think legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political side of what you're doing. Okay, the second story is on the 30th of January. That's when it begins. And this is something going very well here with what's happening in the home, with the real estate, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate. And this is about your income, Sag, or what you're purchasing or what you're doing with your possessions or your products. And so Saturn is going to open the door here, combining it with those home, family, et cetera, situations, helping you to really cement something long-term or get ambitious or structure things to support you or in things that are no longer working and really make this solid for you throughout the year. Second time will be June 18th. Third is November 8th. So the 30th kicks it off, and there you go. For Capricorn, Capricorn new moon solar eclipse is in your sign on the 5th of January, and it is launching you into the new year saying, okay, this year is about you in a certain way, right? You really want to start new things or take what you've already been doing to the next level when it comes to your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. You want to show up and get involved in the things that interest you and pursue those with a passion at this particular time. You have more momentum to make things happen in these 2 weeks. You'll probably be getting in a lot of talks and meetings about it or making sales and agreements about it, you know, so be proactive there. The full moon lunar eclipse on the 20th to 21st is bringing a major combination for you guys with a financial theme. This could be your inheritance, your investments, your settlements, your taxes, your insurance, your bankruptcy, your loans, any of the major financial areas, or something coming to a climax with your sex life, your reproductive life, a divorce, a death, a birth, or a third-party situation. So you want to aim at what you're trying to wrap up or end there or what you're trying to achieve and celebrate there towards the 20th, 21st. Now, the Neptune story for Capricorn is happening in your communication zone. So this is a story that's playing out through the whole year. It's a really big deal, and it's going to be meaning that you're going to be moving into some new level when it comes to your talks, your meetings, your sales, your agreements, your offers and proposals, your decisions, your writing, your interviews, your auditions, as well as the material side of this house, which means there could also be some big things happening this year with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, and again, you know, really focusing on what's starting out here on the 13th, as Jupiter is going to push this over what's going on with an artistic matter, a spiritual matter, a romantic interest, a hospital or other institution, or the research or investigation, or for some Capricorns could be about an addiction or a secret there. So whatever's coming up on the 13th, second round will be June 16th, final September 21st. Then you're going to have Saturn starting its story with Neptune on January 30th. Again, major focus on talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, and local activities with Neptune. Saturn is opening the door, and it's helping you get something solid under your feet. It's helping you cement something long-term in the things that are not supporting you, structure things that will support you. This door is open throughout the year for you, and it starts on the 30th, and Saturn is in your sign, Capricorn. So it means you are going to find your place this year. You know, whether this is, again, about your body image, brand name, title, or you and how you show up to do these things, your needs and how they're being met in this situation. So again, January 30th is the first time this happens, then June 18th and November 8th are the final. So you have a little over 11 months to really make this happen. So yeah, great. Okay, for Aquarius, new moon solar eclipse starting on the 5th is really going to give you guys major launch forward with artistic pursuits, with romantic interests, with spiritual practices, with hospitals or other institutions, or with research or investigations, or dealing with bad habits or addictions or secrets or deceptions. So you have a lot of momentum, three times more powerful, 2 weeks starting from the 5th. And so be proactive about what you're going for there. The full moon lunar eclipse on the 20th to 21st for Aquarius, bringing something to a big climax with a partner, a client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, the opponent, or the advocate, some relationship. And so you guys could be celebrating. There could be a big achievement playing out here involving one of these people. There could be an ending. There could be wrapping up of projects you've been working on with them. So aim at what you would like to see happen for those dates. Now, the Neptune story with Aquarius, it's going to be a big story in 2019, and it's about your income, your purchases, your product, or your possessions and what you're doing with them. So in those areas, we're looking at the artistic, romantic, spiritual side, or how the institutional or research side of that is going, you know, but it really is about making money or purchases or products or possessions. So Jupiter starts a story that pushes this starting on the 13th, and this is going to be about what's going on with your friends or groups or the internet, or astrology, or charities, or gatherings, or original projects, or your aspirations in the mix. So you're either pushing yourself here, or you're feeling pushed to overcome an obstacle here. Second time will be June 16th. Third is September 21st. So you guys have, almost 10 months to really see where this is going to take you. And then the second story starts on the 30th. And this one, again, be focused on your income, your purchases, your projects, or products and possessions. But now this one is working with you. This one is solidifying things. This one is helping you guys really get some long-term commitments or structure things or end things that aren't working. And this comes through that artistic realm, spiritual realm, romantic realm, or with those institutions or research. And so same area that's getting the boost with the new moon solar eclipse at the beginning of the month. Big thing. And so second time will be June 18th, third and final November 8th, yes. All right, Pisces, new moon solar eclipse on the 5th of January is launching you into the new year, helping you guys really move towards something new or next level with friends, with groups, with gatherings and parties and events, with the internet, with astrology or charities. And as well, it can really give you momentum with your personal aspirations or original projects. So this is a big wave for 2 whole weeks starting on the 5th. Let it take you where you want to go. Can be new or next level. The full moon lunar eclipse on the 20th and 21st, bringing a big climactic high point with your work or health or animals or with coworkers, hired help, or pets. Or paperwork. And so you can be kind of wrapping things up that you've been working on. You can be achieving your goals, getting some recognition in one of those areas, celebrating something or ending something that's no longer working for you. So aim at what you would like to see happen, breakthroughs or achievements in those areas by the 20th, 21st. Now, the Neptune story is a major deal for you because it's playing out through the whole year, and it's about you, Pisces. It rules your sign, and it's in your sign. And so this is like an off-the-charts year for you when something big can happen involving your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your personal needs and desires, how you're showing up in the world, and the spotlight being kind of on you through all this Neptunian energy of romance and artistry and spirituality and how you're dealing with institutions or research or investigations. And so get ready. Jupiter's going to push this starting on January 13th. Through goals you have or your career or your reputation or an authority figure like a parent, judge, boss, mentor, director, teacher, producer, etc. So this story will then have a second peak on June 16th and a final one on September 21st. So whatever's starting around the 13th will give you a clue as to what that is. And then the second story that's focused on you through this year is with Saturn, and it is working with you, and it's going to help open the door and really give you some long-term commitments or solid, steady support or help you end things that are no longer working that come through these friends, groups, internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, personal aspirations, and original projects. The same thing that's getting the boost at the new moon solar eclipse on the 5th. And the 2 weeks that follow, now you start to see Saturn solidify on the 30th and take you up through November of this year. So there you guys have it. Happy New Year. Great new January. And I'll talk to you next time.